Hey, what's going on? It's Quinn David Furness. Welcome to my show. Quinn David Furness presents the Beantown Podcast for a special Wednesday edition of Quinn David Furness presents the Beantown Podcast. We are coming to you live on the north side of the top 500 greatest podcasts on the north side of Chicago. Thank you for supporting the Beanheads out there, of course, in Pakistan, Karachi. Answer on a Jeopardy tournament a couple nights back. You know, we had to ring in there, making us the 112th ranked comedy podcast in the great Islamic state of Pakistan. My name is Quinn, and this is my show. I'm the host. I am the producer. I am the, I think we said gaffer last week, something like that. I don't know, maybe chief creative and branding and marketing officer, something like that, a CBMO, your classic CBMO. I am sick, just a cold, nothing crazy, right? No influenza, no measles. That's the thing that's going around Chicago these days. It's wild, measles. No rubella, not rutabaga, rubella, R-U-B-E-L-L-A. It's just a cold, you know. Congestion, real bad sore throat. That was the thing. I was hesitant to record today, and obviously I don't usually record on Wednesdays, but we are doing a March Madness themed show. Today we're going to resurrect stuff we've done in the past. It's basically a combination of March Madness and trivia, where I go through the bracket, not so much for picks, but rather to look at the names of these schools and take a stab, and you all can play along with me. Where on earth is this school located, other than being in the United States? What if they expanded March Madness to expand this to include schools outside of the U.S.? I mean, there are countries that, you know, will beat the U.S. in like Olympics play. Wasn't it the Tokyo Olympics 2021? The U.S. didn't do that hot in the basketball, right? So are there colleges and universities in, you know, Spain's always good, usually in Eastern European country like Czechia or Slovenia will be really good. Australia is always hot. And even like a Sweden or something like that, I feel like sometimes can be sneaky. Canada's got some great NBA players. My point here is, are there players... Are there colleges that I'm not saying, you know, number one seeds, but hey, if we expand it to whatever the math on it would be, 1,028 schools or something like that, could we, you know, could we have a University of Ljubljana or something like that? Or I don't know, Melbourne Tech, you think they probably got like a center who's 7'5" and wears goggles, just lighten it up. Imagine that guy going up against Dougie Dirt. That's not his name. It sounds like a rapper named Dougie Dirt. No, remember the kid from St. Peter's when St. Peter's went to the Elite Eight, not last year, but the year prior, 2022 March Madness. And, the St. Peter's, the Peacocks. And, he was kind of their Cinderella poster child, and he transferred to Bryant University. I saw his stats this year. Absolutely abysmal. It was like 4 points a game. Poor kid, like, went from poster child Cinderella to completely irrelevant. Maybe he shouldn't have transferred away from St. Peter's. They're back in the tournament starting this weekend, so that's exciting. I am doing dual action orange juice and Hall's cough drop today. So that's how we're approaching this. No alcohol. If you're curious, well, listener discretion is advised. When we record this show, number one, we'll occasionally use some language. Number two, this podcast is objectively terrible. If you're curious, there was a lot of drinking last weekend. It was my birthday on Saturday, of course. It was also St. Patrick's Day in Chicago. Sort of a solar eclipse of sorts when things all come together. At once. It happens every 5 or 6 years or so. My birthday will fall on that celebration day. And, you know, Sunday, day after, one of those hangovers where it kind of gets worse throughout the day and you wake up in the morning, think you avoided it, and then it's just like not as fun later. I will say the only reason it was really that bad, and yes, I drank a lot on Saturday, but well, it is what it is. What made it bad was in a cab down to a bar Sunday afternoon to watch the Big Ten championship game between Illinois and Wisconsin. The motion of that car was really what threw me off. I feel like if I would have just lounged around the house at home, you know, all day, I think I would have been okay. Because, you know, even when we got back, you know, took the train and stuff, watched 3 episodes of The Wire, finished off season 3, I felt okay. So, you know, it was really, I blamed the car. This guy had one of those crazy fast cars, too, that'll go 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds, and he was exercising his ability. I was going to say right. It's not a right. It's a speed limit violation. Exercising his ability to do that down Racine on Sunday afternoon. As if we were late for something we were not. But yeah, so no drinks today. Sure, we'll get into it. We've got a fun celebration this weekend. Congratulations to a friend of the show, PJ Schiller, on his upcoming nuptials. Good friend of the show from Rockford. Going back to the old Rockford Christian swimming days. So congratulations to Peter, to you and yours. I always wanted to tell someone that. And then Sunday, Shamrock Shuffle. So a little bit of a run action. 8K. This is now my third or fourth straight year doing it. I had a bad string of luck. We're not going to bury the lead much longer on March Madness, but bad string of luck with March Madness and trying to do it. My first year with some friends when I was in grad school, because that was really when I first started getting into running, was my last year of college and then grad school. And then I had a Saturday. They used to do it on a Saturday, I guess. Shamrock Shuffle, and now it's on a Sunday. I think that's how it worked. Anyways, had a Saturday class that was mandatory in grad school. Loved that. So couldn't go. And then the COVID year signed up, and it got canceled, obviously. So, but we're on a hot streak now, three years in a row, I think. I guess, I don't know how that works, 2022, 3, 4. This is either my third or my fourth straight year doing it, maybe my fourth. But, yeah, so we got that on Sunday, so looking forward to it. I do have a quick new Beantown segment idea that I came up with late last night after I had already taken a shot of whatever, Mucinex, Halls, something to coat your throat. It's a Beantown big question of the day. And let me give you just 3 examples, and this will serve as this week's question, and we'll try to keep this up for next week moving forward. When I say big questions, more like random questions, but just thoughts that pop into my head where, and this, hopefully this happens to you all too from time to time, where you're just like, oh yeah, I've never really thought about that before. Let me Google it. And half the time, because these types of questions pop into my head all the time, half the time when I do Google them, I find by the time I've like seen the list of search results, I already kind of stopped caring and I never actually get a good in-depth answer. Maybe it's just my lack of attention span. But here are 3 big questions I've had in the last 24 hours. These are just kind of the random thoughts that pop into my head. And in a typical segment in future episodes, we will do a Google search and get to the bottom of these things. Basically, I've already kind of done this for these 3 questions, although as I literally just mentioned, didn't retain everything I learned. So you can look these up for yourself if you'd like. Here are some examples. Usually it will just be one big question of the day. Number one, this you can see how this segment kind of started last night. Why did they make cough syrup taste so bad? And my thought was, you know, I remember as a kid, it tasted terrible, and you're just like, oh, man, you know, as a kid, old times, right? The late 1900s. And then my next thought was, you know, you would think with the technology and the AI and the Kate Middleton deepfakes that we got going on, they can make cough syrup taste better. Well, what I learned was that, yeah, we have the technology, but they make it taste bad so that kids won't enjoy taking it and then get hooked on cough medicine. So that's why cough medicine tastes so bad. You think we could just have a cough medicine labeled for adults and one for kids, and we could sort of keep our houses separate, but apparently not. Us adults are not allowed to have nice things that taste not shitty. Number 2, what is soap? I had to look this up. It's basically some sort of like chemical ionic bond or something. And when you put those two minerals or some elements or something, I don't know if it's, you know, plutonium or what, xenon, when you put those two things together, americanum, is that an element? Sounds something like that. They can dislodge oils and other oily substances from, you know, breaks up their bonds, basically. So that's what soap is, calcium bicarbonate, something like that, something, you know, that I probably learned in college chemistry 10, 12 years ago and did not retain at all, which would track. And finally, the last thought I had, back in the good old days, I know this show is still going on, but obviously it's, you know, probably a completely different production and all that stuff, you know, it's changed in the last 22 years. How many people actually auditioned for American Idol? You know, when you're watching the show in the good old days, first, like, what, probably almost like 2 months of the show, like 6 or 7 weeks, it's just auditions, and it's like a different city every night. They'll do like, you know, 6 or 7 cities in a season before they move into the actual competition. And my question was always, you know, they show the big lines and, you know, there's 2 hours of actual seeing the auditions and that sort of stuff. But how many people and like what was the process like? And basically what I read last night was it really varied from city to city. Sometimes it would be like a couple thousand. Sometimes it would be like tens of thousands of people. But there are always anyone who you saw featured on television, good, bad, or mid, would always be screened on like day one by the executive producers. And then they would just pick a handful of people to actually go see, you know, Simon and Paula and Randy. Excuse me. And then from that group, there's only a, you know, hand select group of people who actually make it on air. So a big funnel, if you will. And I think we even had a couple of people in our community growing up. I think this one girl who sang at our church who went to auditioned for American Idol 1 year, and she was an excellent singer. It was one of those things where when you're a kid, you're like, oh, she's a great singer. Like, that's exciting. She's going to make it on American Idol. And then I think she, like, didn't even get to, like, far enough in line to see the producers. So that's how that show worked. But, yeah, just the inner workings of American Idol here. Oh, we got Rachel coming in. Let's see if she wants to say anything. No comments for today's show. Let's jump into this week on the campaign trail. It was the primary in Illinois yesterday. No big shocking upsets. Wins for both Biden and Trump, but I guess even less shocking, my ballot was rejected. This happens, you know, every other year, depending on who the commissioner is. I don't know who's counting votes, but sometimes they accept it, sometimes they don't. It's just, you know what, you never know what's going to happen. So we're going to appeal, and that'll be fun, but, you know, just nice that they give you the option to vote and then vote by mail, and then they just turn around and say, nope, we're not going to accept it. So if Joe Biden loses by one vote in the primary, which I don't think happened, but if it did, he can come over and, I don't know, we can go down to the city clerk's office myself. Probably not the clerk. That's like the parking stickers person. I don't know. The other big thing here in Chicago, though, but there was a big kind of signature referendum from our mayor, Brandon Johnson, who his big idea was called Bring Chicago Home. And basically it was raising the real estate transfer tax for high-end properties in order to fund additional housing for migrants here in Chicago. So basically taxing the wealthy, taxing the rich. And it is, so basically increasing the tax rate buyers pay on property sales over $1 million. So not like a crazy high threshold here in Chicago, but it made it to the ballot. And with 98% of precincts reporting, as of this from Block Club, this was earlier today, it is 54% no, 46% yes. So Close race, but that is not good news whatsoever for our much maligned, M-A-L-I-G-N-E-D mayor, Brandon Johnson, who is not doing very well. He's not a very popular mayor. At least Lori, our mayor before, after Rahm and before Brandon, had sort of the meme ability with her cool hats and funky lesbian no-nonsense everybody hates me attitude. Brandon is just like not good at getting stuff done, regardless of what it is. And this is might be the U-boat that sinks his Lusitania, if you will. Little reference out there for the Warheads. Warheads, sour candy. Maybe that could be our next Bean Town Podcast 8th Annual Pleasure of Telethon Fundraiser Challenge. I think I'm not going to do that, though, because we already did kind of the sour thing. And that was really tough on the stomach. I don't know what Warheads would do to my stomach. My concern would be about chemical burn on my tongue and inside of my cheeks. Like, that doesn't sound that appealing to me. So we'll see. Maybe I'll do one Warhead or eight because it's the 8th year, but not like a whole pack like you see YouTubers try to do from time to time. It sounds not as fun. And, you know, I wasn't going to disclose this, but we didn't actually raise any additional money during the challenge portion this year, so we might have to rethink. It's all about branding, you know. It's all about supporting your brand. You know who knows about branding? Home Pride Oregon. When you need your home inspected in Central Oregon, go with someone who's safe, certified, doubly insured, knows a home from an apartment, from a condo, from a townhouse, to a, you know, a Nutty Putty Cave. There's the guy who got trapped in Nutty Putty Cave, John Jones, or whatever his name was. That's making the rounds on Reddit today on my front page. I've seen that a couple times, a guy who got trapped down there, and he's still down there. He's not breathing anymore. He's been dead for 20-some years, but his body's still there. Home Pride Oregon. When you need, we're just repeating ourselves. 541-410-0316 or email homeprideoregon@gmail.com. Website still down, last we checked. So, you know, don't go there probably. But Home Pride Oregon, inspection perfection. Also, of course, our good friends at the Samson Q2U series from Genesis to Exodus, Leviticus. All, you know, the rest of the Pentateuch. I don't have to explain this, you guys. You guys are smart. The Beanheads out there, one of the smartest podcast audiences in the world, especially our Pakistani friends. When God speaks, he uses a Samson. And of course, our good friends Cuts by Q. When you need a fresh do, whether it's a bob, an updo, a bowl cut, or any other sort of do, call the experts at Cuts by Q. And 19 minutes in, just apologies for the low energy. Just don't have much of a voice. Been slamming cough drops all day, trying to get through calls, and, you know, we're here, we're present, and we're going to get through this. So there isn't an official trivia question of the day today because the rest of today's show, which we're going to wrap fairly quickly here, is just us trying to figure out who these schools are and where they come from. So we'll start in the East region, number one, UConn versus number 16, Stetson. Stetson Bennett, quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs. I think he got drafted by the Rams or something like that in like a fifth round. Stetson University, where is it? Rachel, you have any idea where Stetson University is? Yeah, me neither. I don't know. That sounds... Stetson is like an Orange County sort of thing. As we're going through all these, take your guesses. Email us, beantownpodcast@yahoo.com. And let us know. Stetson is in DeLand. Who's ever heard of DeLand, Florida? D-E, uppercase L-A-N-D. DeLand Academy. Established in 1883. Okay, so it's been around for a while. But yeah, DeLand, Florida, if you're curious, where Stetson is located, right on Michigan Ave there. In DeLand, of course. DeLand of swamps. This is an area of Florida I don't think I've ever been to and probably never will. It's about 20 to 30 miles north of Orlando. Just looks hot and swampy. Kind of far enough from the ocean, 20 miles from the ocean, where it doesn't look like there's that much action there. But yeah, Stetson. So we're 0 for 1 on guesses here. The Stetson in DeLand, Florida. I'll hit you up with all the matchups here. There are some that don't require any guesses. FAU versus Northwestern, 8 versus 9. Florida Atlantic versus Northwestern. But where do we think Florida Atlantic is? Let's give it a Google just in case. It's got to be somewhere on the Atlantic coast, you would think. Boca Raton, what a great town. Means Boca, meaning bean burger, and Raton is like baton. It's like a stick, but with an R, so Rick. And Boca Raton is, I don't know, one of those beach towns as you go up north from Miami. So that's where Florida Atlantic is located. The Owls, they were Final Four last year, I believe. Northwestern, of course, here in Evanston. San Diego State versus UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. We were just there about 2 or 3 months ago, John Paul Pandowski's wedding. We spent some time hiking around Birmingham. And I'll always remember UAB for when they cut their football program and everyone went crazy and they brought it back. So that's UAB. Fun one to say in San Diego State. Always a gimme when they give you the city name. San Diego State was in the Natty last year. Auburn versus Yale. I know Auburn. Been there many times. Auburn, Alabama. Kind of western Alabama. And Yale, of course, in New Haven, Connecticut. Strangely, if you know, if people just hear, oh, Connecticut, Yale, like it's got to be super like uptight and preppy. And Yale is. But New Haven, outside of the university, is extremely run down and gritty. It's just very odd. That's never made any sense to me. But it is what it is. I've been to Yale's campus a couple of times. Here's a good one. BYU versus Duquesne. I think most people would be able to tell you that BYU is in Utah, but where specifically in Utah? If you're curious, it's in Provo, no longer just for cheese. It's also for Mormons and soaking. BYU in Provo, Utah, and then Duquesne, D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E, great spelling. I have been around Duquesne's campus once or twice before, although it's been many years at this point. This is like their first time dancing in like 47 years, something like that. If you don't know, Duquesne is a Catholic school in Pittsburgh. So been there once or twice. Oh, here's a good one that I don't know. Illinois versus Morehead State. Something tells me that Morehead State is an HBCU, but I don't know if that's right or not. This is one where I actually have no idea. Before I Google, let's guess. Morehead State seems like a southern kind of thing, right? I'm going to guess Morehead State is in, let's go Georgia. That's my guess. Morehead State is in, well, I was partially worried about the southern thing. It's in Kentucky. Morehead, Kentucky is what it's called. I don't believe it is in HBCU. I'm not seeing that anywhere in my research. It's a public university, obviously. Morehead is pretty rural. Northeastern Kentucky. So we zoom out on the map here. Basically, we are seeing about an hour and a half east of Lexington, close to the West Virginia border, kind of between Lexington and West Virginia. So yeah, fairly rural there, not too far from brother of the show, Walt Furness. Basically, if you've ever seen the show Justified, which Walton Goggins just posted on his Instagram, a photo of him and Timothy Oliphant, I think it was today or yesterday, something like that. This is basically where Justified takes place, eastern hills of Kentucky. So there you go, learned something I really did not know. This is kind of a gigantic rural area, not a lot of life here, kind of foothills of the mountains. Not even that, just hills, basically. The hill people, for sure, hang out in Morehead. So that's where Morehead State is. Next up, Washington State versus Drake. Well, that's an interesting one. I think Drake, most people probably know, is Des Moines. Washington State is a great question. Where on earth is Washington State? I'm going to guess, well, UW is in Seattle. Gonzaga's in Spokane. I'm going to guess Washington State's in Walla Walla because it's pretty much the only other major city in Washington I can think of. And Walla Walla is also in Eastern Washington, but it's not. It's Pullman, Washington. Who would have thought? I never in my life have I even heard of Pullman. Got cut off by GarageBand right when we were Googling Pullman. It's only about, Google does this thing when you click on a location with a like maps widget, it doesn't actually go to Google Maps right away. It just like tries to do like an in-browser thing. I hate that. It's been doing that lately. It's just on the border of Idaho across from Moscow, which I think is where University of Idaho is perhaps. So I guess they got their own little pocket here, but I don't know, man. It looks pretty rural to me. It's about 100 miles south of Spokane, so maybe a little bit less than that, 60, 70 miles. There you go. That's where Washington State is located. Learning some things here. Here's another fun one to round out the East region, Iowa State versus South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Where on earth is that located? I have no idea. Let's look it up. Brookings, South Dakota. I think that's on the Missouri River. Let's see. Brookings is... Nope. It is... Boy, we're just striking out time after time. This is not a good showing for me today, geography-wise, so far. I blame the congestion. Brookings is far eastern South Dakota, 50 miles north of Sioux Falls, really in the middle of nowhere. So that's where South Dakota State is located. Iowa State, I can figure this one out. Iowa State is located in... Well, yeah, the University of Iowa is in Iowa City, so Iowa State is in Ames, which I think is like just north of Des Moines, something like that. Let's go ahead and triple-check that for the beanheads here to round out the eastern region. So that was a tough one. I did not feel very good about that. Let's move on to the next quadrant here. We got these play-in games, too. In fact, some of them are happening right now. Grambling, that's in Louisiana. What are the other play-in games happening right now? Well, there were ones yesterday. There was Wagner, which is Staten Island, which I had to look up, versus they beat Howard, which is in D.C. And then the other one was Virginia, which is in Charlottesville, versus, oh, man, they got their ass kicked by a Colorado State, I think it was. I'm going to guess Colorado Springs, but I have no idea. Fort Collins. There you go, my friend. Friend Elise got married in Fort Collins, kind of close to Wyoming. There you go. And then the playing games today, Grambling State versus Montana State. I don't know. I'll guess Billings, Montana State University, Bozeman. Well, basically all my guesses so far have been wrong, which is hopefully you're learning something on the show today, because I'm sure I'm learning a lot. We'll see if I retain any of it. The last playing game tonight is... Colorado, which is in Boulder, versus Boise State, which I'm going to assume is in Boise. I'm not going to look it up. It'd be embarrassing if I was wrong. Let's move on to the West region here. UNC versus Wagner. So we already talked about Wagner. UNC, of course, is Chapel Hill, sort of in that research triangle area, quadrant, which I've never had the privilege of going to. I've not spent a lot of time in North Carolina in my life. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. So Michigan State is East Lansing, Michigan. Mississippi State, I have no idea. Let's guess Jackson. Mississippi State. Guessing Jackson largely because it's the only city I can really name in Mississippi. Looks like it is in... It's got its own like territory, its own city. It's a census-designated place. So they just consider themselves this, like the city name is Mississippi State, Mississippi. That's wild, man. It's eastern, northeastern Mississippi. About I said Auburn was in western Alabama. I think I misspoke. Eastern Alabama. Apologies for messing that one up. It's about an hour west of Tuscaloosa, 90 minutes maybe. So Mississippi State is in Mississippi State, Mississippi. I've said that way too many times now. St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is in Arizona, which seems like low-hanging fruit, but is in like Flagstaff or something like that. Grand Canyon It's like a for-profit college, right? Grand Canyon University. Is that what it's called? West Camelback Road, Phoenix. Okay, it's in Phoenix, Arizona. And then you've got St. Mary's, the Gales. I have no idea. Somewhere in California, I think. St. Mary's University. St. Mary's University. University of St. Mary's. Why can't I find it? This is killing me. We got to have two hands to type. Give me a second. So you literally search St. Mary's University. Maybe it's college. I don't know. Well, they're giving me Minnesota, wrong. Texas, pretty sure that's wrong. Indiana, definitely wrong. It's like the women's college for Notre Dame, right? That's St. Mary's College in Indiana. Boy, they make it for a team that's ranked in number five. They make it really tough to actually, like, figure out where it's located. That's pretty irritating, to be frank. Moraga, California. Was it really that hard to find that? I swear it was extremely challenging. This is why no one wants to go to St. Mary's. They can't find it on a map. I figured it out. I cracked the code. It's in the Bay Area, but like rural Bay Area. Alabama is in Tuscaloosa. Charleston is in Charleston, South Carolina. Let's just go off of a leap of faith because there's Charleston is the capital of West Virginia. Charleston, College of Charleston. Yes. Okay, plowing ahead here. Clemson is in Clemson, South Carolina, New Mexico. Who wants to take a guess? University of New Mexico. I'm going to say Santa Fe, but it could be Albuquerque. New Mexico. Albuquerque, there we go. It's always a bridesmaid. It's never my first guess. University of New Mexico is in Albuquerque. Losing my voice here, we're not even halfway done. This is great. Baylor is in Waco. Is that right? Baylor, I hardly know her. I always get Baylor and TCU mixed up, but I think TCU is in Fort Worth. Baylor's in Waco, which for the non-Texans out there like myself is like halfway between Dallas and Austin. And then we've got Colgate has been in the tournament many times before. I think Colgate, that's got New York written all over it, right? Colgate University, Madison County, New York. Hamilton, New York. Alexander Hamilton, New York. Hamilton, New York. It sounds like it would be on the Hudson River somewhere, right? It's not. It's like Finger Lakes area. So that's where Colgate University is located. Not too far from Cornell in the Ivy League. Dayton is in Dayton, Ohio. Nevada is in the flagship Nevada campus is Reno. I know that for a fact. And then you have UNLV, which is Las Vegas. So there you go with that. Two more here. Arizona, which is in Tucson. And Arizona State is in... Arizona State's not on the tournament, but if you're curious, that's in Phoenix or Glendale. And Long Beach State is in Long Beach, California, to which you might also respond like I would, where the heck is Long Beach, California? I don't know. The whole coast is one long beach, so it doesn't really narrow it down too much, does it? It's basically straight south of Los Angeles, but west of Anaheim and northwest of Irvine, right on the beach, if you're curious, in case that there was any sort of confusion there. Okay, that is the west side. Let's go to the south. Houston is in Houston, Texas. I feel comfortable with that. Longwood, no idea. I'm going to guess Oakland. Longwood is in... Okay. I was about to say, could you believe this? It's also in Long Beach, but there's just a neighborhood in Long Beach called Longwood. Longwood could be like Pennsylvania, maybe. Farmville, Virginia. Farmville? You got to be kidding me. What a Facebook throwback. Farmville, Virginia. Who would have thought? It's like the exact center of the state of Virginia. Not a lot of action there. Not too far from Appomattox. Civil heads are going nuts right now on this show. Next up, Nebraska is in Lincoln. Texas A&M is in, is that College Station? Texas A&M. And then where is, I don't know if they're in the tournament. We'll get to that when we get there. Where is Texas Tech located? Lubbock? What a fun word to say, Lubbock. Yeah. Lubbock is way out there, man. Northwest Texas. Pretty sandy up there, I suppose. Next up, Wisconsin versus James Madison. Well, kind of already gave it away. Wisconsin is in Madison, but there's also a James Madison, which is in, is that like Fairfax or something like that? Somewhere in Virginia. With a name, with a college named after a founding father, it almost has to be somewhere in Virginia. James Madison School. No, James Madison University. There we go. Zooming. No, it's in Harrisonburg in the Shenandoah Valley. I've been to Harrisonburg once or twice. There's a school in Fairfax, right? One of those other founding father schools, Thomas Jefferson or Patrick Henry University. Next up, Duke is in Durham, right? Something like that. Duke University. Again, my North Carolina geography is weak. Versus Vermont, which has got to be in Burlington, right? University of Vermont. How many campuses can they have? University of Vermont. Yes, okay. All right, and then we have, Texas Tech. We were just getting to them. Same bracket or same quadrant. Also, Texas Tech is in Lubbock versus NC State. Again, North Carolina geography. Not good, but upon further review, NC State is in Raleigh, Sir Walter Raleigh. Kentucky is in Lexington. A lot of people think Louisville. No, it's in Lexington. Straight west of Moorhead, if you've ever been there, versus Oakland University. Now, this is a tricky one because simple minds might think, Oakland, that's got to be Oakland, California. There's also an Oakland, Michigan, right? So where is Oakland University? Would you believe if I told you it was in neither place? It is close to Oakland, Michigan, though. It is Rochester, Michigan, which is just north suburb of Detroit. So that's where Oakland is. They'll be playing Kentucky. University of Florida, that's in Gainesville, versus the winner of Boise State, Colorado, we covered. And then Marquette versus Western Kentucky. Excuse me. Marquette, the Golden Eagles. Hopefully, they are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Western Kentucky, they're not strangers to the tournament. They've been around before. I'm going to guess they're somewhere like Owensboro. That's my guess. Western Kentucky University is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Always confusing to me. There's Bowling Green, Kentucky. There's a Bowling Green, Ohio. And let's see. How far away is Owensboro from Bowling Green? How far off was I? About 50 miles. I don't feel too bad about that. It's a good guess. It's a respectable guess. And then our final quadrant here, the Midwest. Purdue is playing the winner of Montana State versus Grambling. Here's a question. Do I actually remember where Montana State was? It was 20 minutes ago when we looked it up. I think it was Bozeman, I'm going to guess. And then Grambling State, we already know, is in Louisiana. And Purdue, of course, is West Lafayette, right off the interstate I-65 there in Indiana. Here comes a good one. Oh, we already talked about TCU. That's in Fort Worth, I'm almost certain, versus Utah State. So we've talked Utah, we talked Provo. Where is Utah State? University of Utah is right downtown in Salt Lake City. Utah State is going to be in some city I've never heard of, is my guess. Logan, Utah. Let's zoom out. Where the heck is Logan, Utah? It's got to be in this valley somewhere, right? Actually, no, it's north. It's like, it's not like terribly remote or rural or something like that, but it's north Utah, right on the border of Idaho. So that's where Utah State, the Utes, is what they call them. That's where they're hanging out. Here comes a fun one. One where I legit have just no clue. No context clues, no nothing. I know we've missed many guesses already, but so Gonzaga is playing McNeese. Gonzaga, we know, is Spokane. They've been in March Madness like 20 years in a row. McNeese, nope. I got nothing. I mean, this could be literally any state except for probably like Hawaii or Alaska. I feel like when in doubt, guess like Pennsylvania or New York or Georgia or Alabama or North Carolina. So I will guess one of those. McNeese State University. Lake Charles, Louisiana. Never would have guessed it in a million years. Southwestern Louisiana, halfway between Houston and New Orleans. No clue. Good luck retaining that one. Kansas is in Lawrence, Kansas, Eastern Kansas versus Samford. Samford is Georgia or Alabama, one of those two. Let's see. Yes, Alabama, Homewood, Alabama. That's where Samford is, just south of Birmingham. So that's Samford. South Carolina versus Oregon. So we know Oregon is in Eugene, Oregon. University of South Carolina, the Gamecocks, Columbia, South Carolina. I did, if you're curious, I did have to, didn't look that up just to double check, but yeah, it's the capital. Creighton is in Omaha versus Akron, which is Akron, Ohio, Firestone Tires. Texas is Austin versus Colorado State, which we already looked up as Fort Collins. And then finally, back where we started with Dougie Dirt, St. Peter's, which I'm almost certain is New Jersey versus Tennessee, a.k.a. UTK, a.k.a. Knoxville. St. Peter's is the Peacocks, and they are located just west of New York City in Jersey City, more or less. So there you go. That's our rundown of the Field of 68. Best of luck to everyone in March Madness. Email us. Let us know how you did on those college games. Were there any tough ones where you're like, oh, no, I definitely know that because of XYZ. I have a cool story. Share that with us, beantownpodcast@yahoo.com. If you're curious, I know I'm not supposed to reveal this until final brackets are selected and locked in about 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. My final four, I've got UConn, Baylor, Houston, and Purdue. So I know what you're saying. 3-1 seeds is awfully boring, but I don't know, man. I got nothing. UConn's my pick to repeat. They just have been the best team so far, and that's just who I'm going with. I've got UConn versus Houston, so we'll see how it goes. That's what I got for you. It was really embarrassing last week when I had to pee, and then we forgot our trivia question almost, and didn't even cue up the outro music, so super embarrassing. Email us. Who are your picks for March Madness? Let us know. Hope you have a fun time picking those brackets. That's all I got for you. Apologies for kind of a low-energy show, but I gave it my all here in sickness and in health. Let's actually get the outro music going this time. Thanks. My name is Quinn David Furness. This is my show, everyone. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. I'll check in on you next time. Bye.